Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 116 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, back in August, we did a podcast with one of the owners of Move Well Iowa, Christopher Chapman, that also featured Johnston tight end Tyler Moore. Well, today we're actually recording at the Move Well facility, which is located at 225 Northwest 18th Street, Suite 108 on the north side of Ankeny. We're going to introduce you to one of the other MoveWell owners, along with another of MoveWell's high-profile clients. MoveWell is one of our newest advertisers at Ankeny Fanatic. They've been sponsoring baseball and softball content since last summer, and they'll be sponsoring wrestling content this winter as well. We're crossing our fingers that we'll have a winter sports season. But let me introduce these gentlemen to you right now. On my right is one of the three owners of MoveWell. He is Anthony Bacom. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Just trying to make the best of the situation of the world right now.
Yep. Well, then on my left is one of MoveWell's best-known clients. He was a two-time state champion wrestler in high school at Waterloo East, and he went on to win a national championship for Iowa State at 197 pounds in 2015. He has gone on to become one of the top American freestyle wrestlers in his weight class, and we'll be talking to him later about some of his future goals on the mat. He is Kyvan Gadsden. Kyvan, it's nice to meet you. How you doing?
Nice to meet you as well, Dan. And I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here talking with you and representing Move Well in a positive light.
Well, yeah, we want to learn more about Move Well today. I learned some things a couple months ago when we had the podcast with Christopher and Tyler. I'm excited to learn some more today. Well, Anthony, what makes Move Well different than any other types of training methods?
Well, I'd say one of the biggest things is the results that we've showcased. Lots of changes in the structure of clients' bodies, you know, how the skeleton, the spine, how the body moves as a whole. What we focus on is more, I would say, using the body as a unit, right? We grow from an egg, but nothing ever separates. So if I manipulate one part of my body, I'm manipulating my whole body, whether you understand it, feel it or not. So we train the body as a whole, and we want you to move efficiently and with the correct biomechanics. So we address things from performance, rehab, pain, people's posture. I would say, right, our movements, they have to respect the mechanics of gait, which is our form when running, and also throwing. Humans are meant to walk, run, and throw. Just like a fish is meant to swim and a bird is meant to fly, right? If we aren't doing those things well, then our body is not functioning well. If we can't do them without pain, something is wrong with the body.
Now, how long have you been, associated with Move Well? How long have you been, doing this?
Been the training that we're doing, functional patterns. I've been doing it almost 3 years. I've been a personal trainer for going on 10 years. How I got into it is traditional methods. I was going by the book, doing everything, like I said, by the book. But I wasn't getting the results that I was looking for. Yeah, I could get people to lose weight. I could get people to put on muscle. But their structures weren't changing. Their movement wasn't changing. They looked like the same people, just maybe a different body composition.
Well, and Kyvan, when did you get involved with Move Well? You know, what brought you here?
Well, I came to Move Well in January of 2020, so right before the pandemic hit. And the reason I came is in December of 2019, I went to the U.S. Senior Nationals, and I had wrestled in that up to that point four times, and I had won it twice. And I went into the Nationals, and I had pulled a hamstring, or strained a hamstring, both sides. Had threw my back out doing traditional lifting, just traditional front squat, something I had done my whole career, deadlift, all those things. And it was just like my body wasn't holding up to do those things that I knew to train, right, and how I had gotten to the level that I'm at, right? And so Coach Kevin Dresser over at Iowa State referred me to Move Well and said, hey, one of the top competitors in the country, Kyle Dake, who was a four-time NCAA champ at Cornell, he does this training. You should look into it as you get older. You know, you got to change some things. And so he referred him to me, and I came in. And it's funny because Anthony's and I's background goes back to 2006. When he was a senior, I was a freshman. We wrestled in Marshalltown, 2007. We wrestled in Marshalltown at 125 pounds, and Anthony came out with that W. So it goes back a long ways. But when I came in here, I couldn't squat, right? Like, I couldn't put a bunch of weight on my right front leg, and that's necessary for wrestling. So I had switched my lead leg to my left leg and stuff, just trying to make adaptations. And I came in here for one session, and I walked out, and I could actually, like, squat and put weight on it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, there's something to it. So I need to go back.
So in what other ways have you seen improvements then since you started training here?
Well, I've seen like a bunch of improvements. It's honestly crazy because like when I came in, I was like super skeptical. I'm like, well, what's going to happen? The session was really unique when I came in and different than any way I'd ever trained. And it was a lot slower than the way that I had trained previously. And so it was just like me trying to open myself up to listen to something that's totally different than anything I've ever done before. And I've had results, right? I've had results before. But I'm faster. My body feels healthier for the most part. And so I was just excited about that. And like when I get on the treadmill and stuff like that, like, my times keep going up every single time. So that was just really exciting for me.
Well, Anthony, what ways have you seen improvement in Kyvan?
Man, where do I start? The biggest one, if you go and look at our Instagram, our Facebook, we have his gait posted, and the difference in how he looks when he's running. Not only is he running at 2 miles an hour faster, he's looking like a football player instead of a wrestler on the treadmill. You know, his posture is a lot better. His back's wider because we've decompressed his scapulas a little more. And yeah, he's just standing up a lot straighter, and I would say the fluidity is coming back in his wrestling.
And the one thing, like, I've noticed, another thing I've noticed is that when I got here, it was like, okay, my hamstring hurts, right? And I can't squat, right? I can't put pressure on this front knee, right? So I'm like, help me fix that so I can just squat, right? And I'm like, so, like, you have to attack the hamstring. And it wasn't. It was like he didn't attack the hamstring to get that pressure off my knee. And so for me, what I learned was that, like, the body is one. It's one giant muscle, right? Like he talked about earlier, it's supposed to work together in tandem. And so when you think maybe something like, let's say your right ankle is hurt, what other dysfunction in your body is causing that to be hurt, right? And so for me, it was just like understanding that just because something's hurt and that's how it's showing, that's maybe not the real pinpoint accurate reason of the surface of the, that's the surface or the outlet of the problem, not the surface of it. You know?
Something else is causing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. And Move Well Iowa is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic as well. They train solely functional patterns methods, which produce unprecedented results in changing posture and getting people out of pain long-term. Their facility houses the only 3 certified biomechanics specialists in the state of Iowa. No matter your current fitness level or ailment, they can make a difference in giving you the quality of life you want and deserve. You can reach out to Move Well Iowa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or call Christopher at 319-360-0458 to get started today. Well, Kaivan, let's talk about some of the things you've accomplished here in your wrestling career. I know you were the 2019 U.S. champion. You were a 2019 World Cup bronze medalist. And I know you were preparing for the Olympics before they got pushed back a year, right?
Right, postponed, yes, sir.
So where are you at in your training right now? I mean, do you still feel like you're on track to reach that goal?
Well, we actually just had a hiccup. I was wrestling in a flow wrestling card this weekend against my competitor from the 2020 senior U.S. Senior Nationals. And I took him down right away, was feeling good, winning the match. And I went to, I guess you could call it my signature move that I used in the NCAA Finals to win. And I just found out today that I tore a muscle in my groin. And so that was a big hiccup. We're still trying to figure out what's the process with that, with the doctors and things like that. And so other than that, you know, I feel mentally in line with what I need to do and the focus is of what needs to happen to continue to propel me. Like we're 143 days out right now as of November 18th of Olympic trials. So, there'll have to be some things figured out within this week and next week about the process that's going to happen to get me fully healthy again, if that is going to require surgery and whatnot. But I'm really looking forward to it, because what I've understood and what I've learned is that without some type of pain, pain is part of the process and progress, or, you know, you got to go through trials to triumph over something and make that feeling worthwhile.
Well, wrestling is such a physical sport. I mean, I'm sure you've had some other injuries throughout your career. I mean, have you ever had any other major injuries?
Yeah, I've had a ton. I've had a ton. I've had two labrum repairs on my left side. I've had one labrum repair on my right side shoulder and two on the left side. I had a meniscus repair in high school. Between my junior and senior year. And, yeah, so I've had a good amount of going under the knife and trying to, you know, battle back from that. So it's not like I haven't done it before, if that's what it's going to require. And I feel like I'm in the space mentally, spiritually, and physically, because going into this match, I was in the best shape I've ever been in, just in terms of nutrition, lifestyle, how I'm approaching my growth. Daily, I'm in the best shape I've been in. So it's one of those things that's like freaky. Like sometimes, you know, in high contact, heavy duty, you know, combat sports, freak things happen. And I think that's really what happened, because when I tore that muscle, like it just completely tore. Like nothing was left. So it'll be an interesting process, because what I've learned also with the injuries is they give you opportunity to reset. And when I say reset, I mean rest and recover, explore, you know, different options and different ways to, you know, look and train stuff, you know, sleep more a little bit, and just really, really learn what you need to do, you know.
Did you say you weren't sure how you tore it? Is that right?
No, I went through the motion of my, like, signature move. The Gadsden is what I call it anyways, but it's technically called the Polish. But when I coined it the Gadsden, I didn't know it was called the Polish.
I like the name, yeah.
Yeah, so I went through that action just like I would any other day in practice or in competition, and obviously got some resistance from my opponent. And I might have even, like, misstepped on my placement, and I tore a muscle in my groin.
Well, Anthony, I'm sure that you feel like, you know, no matter what he needs to do to get back on the mat, you want to be a part of it and want to be there every step of the way to help him, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to be there every step of the way, all the way to the Olympic gold. That's the goal. Staying on track of that.
All right, we got a few other topics here we're going to be covering in a minute. You are listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid America. And Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman Mortgage, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, Anthony, what would you say about to people who might be listening to this and thinking, oh, maybe this is something I should try out. Maybe they're on the fence. You know, what would you say to them to encourage them to come in and you know, give you guys a shot to turn their life around?
I would say, yeah, definitely come in and give it a shot. This training is not just for athletes. It's for every single human, all levels, all abilities, all disabilities. It's like I said, training for humans. There's no specific client that we're looking for. The methods that we use is for literally everybody, all ages too.
Well, I mentioned that we had Tyler Moore on the podcast, earlier this fall, and boy, he had a great senior season. He just got elevated to a 4-star recruit. I mean, that shows you what he accomplished, right?
Oh yeah. I think he's about, I got to check with, my partner, Chris, but I think he's put about 3 miles an hour on his top speed. Yeah, he's looking like an animal right now.
Well, I know when I watched him play this fall, yeah, he was a beast on the field. The Ankeny teams had a hard time covering him. Well, what would you say, Kyvan, about to people that are on the fence about maybe coming here and trying it out?
I would say open your mind. You know, what I learned, again, is just like I thought something was wrong with, something else when I came in here, right? So that's why I was kind of at rock bottom in terms of like my body's not holding up. I'm getting older. I'm aging, right? So what do I need to do? What can I change, so that I can compete and do what I need to do in terms of making my dreams realities. And it's Move Well is like expose some flaws, in terms of just my biomechanical makeup and things like that. And so that can be uncomfortable, especially when you're coined an elite level athlete, right? And there's certain movements that you can't do, or it's harder than, maybe deadlifting. Like I've deadlifted 600 pounds before, right? And then you come in here and he's puts a cable on with 15 pounds and you're struggling to keep that in the correct form, in the correct posture. So it's just like, it was like me being like re-humbled, not that I think I myself have some like super cocky or arrogant person, but it was just like, in terms of like athletic ability, I'm used to having and competing and feeling a certain way and feeling at a certain level. And then I come in here expecting to be able to do certain things, and it's harder than what I had imagined. So if anybody was on the fence, I would tell them, be receptive, listen, open your mind, open your ears, and it's okay to go against the status quo, because there's other methods out there, right? And you'll be surprised what you can learn.
Now, I know you're going to have to take some time off now until you get your injury situation sorted out, but when you were healthy and you were training regularly, I mean, like how many times a week do you come here, and like how long are your workouts? Can you kind of go through that process and what you do?
Yeah, so and I'm going to be, and even with this injury, I'm still going to be coming in and working on some other parts of my body while we're going. That's going to help facilitate the healing process and stuff, because it's all about your fascia, which is the stuff around your muscles, right? That really gives you your power and stuff. But I was coming in four to five times a week, 4 to 5 times a week, for an hour plus, never less than an hour, but an hour plus. So I was putting in a good amount of time, driving down here from Ames, 30 minutes both ways, to try to get to a higher level of greatness so that I can, grow into that gold medalist that I told you I want to become in Tokyo 2021.
Well, Anthony, talk about some of the results that you've seen from this place. Maybe you have some other examples. I mean, you talk about you have a wide variety of clients. I mean, can you give some specific examples of maybe some people, maybe people who aren't elite level athletes?
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, not elite level athletes. I have a client who's 59 years old, and she's standing up a lot straighter. She actually went to the doctor, and the doctor said she's a quarter inch taller because what we've done, we've decompressed her body. So we always have gravity pushing or pulling down on us, whatever you want to think. But so what we do, we train your body to fight gravity. So, right, people think pain, aches and pains comes from age. Well, it's not really the age. It's the amount of time you spent with gravity acting on you. So what we need to do is train that fascia, your connective tissue in your body, to hold certain tensions to where you're not constantly getting crushed down, right? If you look at let's say an 80-year-old person, for example, next time you see an elderly person, like, not to be picking on elderly people, but they look like they're getting squished. Like, just pay attention.
What's the range of the age of the clients you have? I mean, how young are they? How old are they?
Let's see. I would say anywhere from, I think one of our youngest is maybe 10 years old. And then, like I said, we got some, I think, up to about 70 years old. I mean, we could train all ages.
You guys have a pretty nice sized facility. How many clients overall do you have, do you know?
It's hard to tell. I would say we're all training about 20 to 30 one-on-one hours a week.
I'm sure that keeps you busy.
Yeah, definitely keeps you busy.
Well, Kyvan, I was going to tell you a couple of quick wrestling stories. I'm not like an expert on wrestling or anything, but when I went to Iowa State back in the 1980s, they'll tell you how old I am. I forget exactly when it was when your dad wrestled there. What year was?
76.
Okay.
Or 77.
I actually covered the team, you know, with Coach Nichols there in the 80s, so I certainly was somewhat familiar with the program. And obviously you had a great career there. Your dad did as well.
He had an okay one. Mine was better. Yeah. But it was supposed to be.
You sound pretty competitive.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. I remember when my dad stopped wrestling me because I think I was getting to that point where, like, I was actually – because I was hard-headed. I didn't listen a ton. And when I started listening to him, I started growing, like, pretty quickly. And so he stopped wrestling me after a certain amount of time because I think I was going to get to that place of maybe being able to, like, really compete with him and be with him. But like I say, like, I had a better career, but I was supposed to have a better career because I had him as my guidance, as my mentor, you know. So the mistakes and the things that he went through, I didn't have to go through because I had my dad there telling me, hey, this is the guidance. This is the way. If you do it this way, we can help accelerate that process. Just like if your parent, if you got a parent that's a billionaire, right, or a millionaire, maybe if you have that, if you raise up a child, like, they should be able to acquire more wealth. So it was just passing down the knowledge, and I was very happy to follow in those footsteps and make a little bit bigger ones because that was always the plan. And I knew that, and I think that my dad saw that in me and really nurtured that.
Well, Anthony, Kyvan talked earlier about the match that you guys had in high school. So was that the only time you guys ever actually wrestled then?
That was the only time.
I'm sure you remind him of that all the time, huh?
Oh, yeah. When he first came in here, it was funny. When he walked through the door, the first thing I said to him was, hey, you remember me?
I'm sure he did.
It was good stuff, but like I said, he beat a freshman boy, you know. Like, he was a senior in high school, right? I was a 14-year-old boy, and so we won't do any rematches because I don't think that'll end up too good.
Yeah.
But I'm appreciative of it because, like, Anthony went on to take second that year, right? And I was close, but I still needed to get better. And if I wouldn't have had those maybe losses or lessons, I don't think I would have started listening to my dad. And so it was me losing those times and understanding, like, I need to grow and I needed to, again, humble myself so that I could have the opportunity to achieve things, was important lessons for me. And everybody's process is different, but those lessons were a big process for me.
Sure. I'll tell you one other quick story that has to do with wrestling. I mentioned that I covered, you know, Iowa State wrestling back in the day. And at one time I had to do a story. I had to give Dan Gable a call. And I knew there was a wrestler at Iowa way back in the day by the name of Dan Holm, but I didn't even think about that when I called him. So I said, hey, this is Dan Holm. He starts talking to me like I'm the wrestler that used to wrestle for him. And so we were both really confused, but we sorted it out. So, well, before we sign off here, Anthony, anything else that we should mention? I did talk about how people could get a hold of you if they're interested in coming here, but I don't know if you want to give out your number as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now, we're running until, let's see, through Christmas, we have a deal on $200 off of 10 sessions for new clients. we're doing free gait and posture assessments. So if you want to learn about what we do and it kind of experience it firsthand, you can do that for free. Just reach out to us on our website. You can email us at movewell.fp@gmail.com.
All right. And obviously with all the COVID stuff going on, have you guys had to take, you know, some precautions, some measures to deal with that?
Oh, yeah. We're wearing masks. We sanitize after every client. And there's only ever 6 people in our space at the most. So it's easy to social distance. All our cable machines are more than 6 feet apart. So not much has changed as far as like where we are in our space, just because it's big enough for all of us. But yeah. We've taken precautions for sure.
Yeah, you guys got plenty of room here. I can see that. Mm-hmm. So, well, hey, thanks a lot, guys, for having me over here today. I appreciate it. I learned a lot again today. So maybe we'll come back again sometime.
Look forward to it.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We'll come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.